Track 2, Step Into Amandaland. Our columnist, Nina Nana, meets up with her good friend, Norwich-based comedy writer, Helen Saranafinovitz, to chat about Motherland and its spin-off, Amandaland, which is currently showing on BBC One.
There was only ever one place where we were going to meet for our chat. You can often find Helen Saranafinovitz at Fritton Lake. It's where she'd go to write the award-winning comedy series Motherland, and now Amandaland, which is currently showing on BBC One. Helen's day involves taking an icy dip in the lake, steaming herself in the sauna, and then settling down in the clubhouse with her laptop. "When the house is doing my head in," she tells me, "I try and get up to Fritton and hope to God I don't bump into any friends who might distract me." Of course, I'm not averse to going down there and trying to distract her. Helen is the funniest person I know. When I meet up with her today, she's working with theatre and film director Lisa Farrell on another project. It's fair to say Helen has a lot of irons in the fire. As Lisa leaves us to our chat, she tells me, "Helen is brilliant, and you can print that." So I am. It can be a strange thing being such good friends with a screenwriter. Helen often does this thing in any scenario, at home, in a restaurant, walking down the street, watching television, when you'll suddenly say something and she'll suddenly produce her phone and furiously start typing something. "What are you doing?" I'll ask. The response, "I'm blocking you from my WhatsApp." "Of course you are." What she actually does is making a record of things that happen around her, things people say or do. It's all good material, and the best comes from real life. We talk about the origin of Motherland, the hit series revolving around a group of parents, and the realities of the school run, the competition between sets, and the fact that parenthood can be damn hard, quite boring, and really frustrating. Our daughters met each other on the very first day of school in London. They became best friends and still are. And we all moved to Norfolk. Helen got divorced, I became a widow, and the kids grew up. There is, of course, plenty of material in that, but I love this story that she shares. A friend of ours, experiencing the chaos that can come with motherhood, is desperately late for one of those baby groups that spring up in Napi Valley, where mums at home get together with their children. The friend dashes to the door of the centre where the club is taking place and is locked. And there she meets another mum, who, too, is frantically late. "Do I smell of wine?" "No, do I?" After three series and two Christmas specials, the reception she and the rest of the writing team of Motherland, Sharon Horgan, Holly Walsh and Barunka O'Shaughnessy, got from viewers was passionate. The series had a devoted following and people wanted more. "We did have this idea," said Helen, "about leaving it on a high." After the third series, the writers won a deserved BAFTA. But there was demand to see what happened next with some of the regulars, so the writers turned the focus on one of their standout creations, Amanda, played brilliantly by Lucy Punch. I wonder how much of the writing is autobiographical. Amanda famously owned a shop, Hugga Tugga. So did Helen, Stubenhocker in Norwich city centre. "It's funny," says Helen, "I often get women coming up to me and asking, 'That character is me, isn't it?' They're actually an amalgamation of many people," she says, herself included. She even finds herself writing down some of the comments made by her children, she says, that she's found particularly funny. Helen started out as a producer on Cartoon Network, and it's fair to say she was always going to work in TV comedy. Her big brother is writer and actor Peter Serafinovic. Her younger brother, James, is a film producer, and her mum, Kathy, is actually very funny too. When Helen found herself a stay-at-home mum, she entered a world that she wasn't prepared for. The world of people at home all day and in a club who haven't been brought together through NCT and breastfeeding classes and playgroups, or parents who will see each other twice a day at the school gates, all because we conceived and had children at the same time, she says. Being tied to these same people for a long time, the duration of the school years, is an extraordinary experience, she says. No wonder there's so much to write about. What she and the writers have opted to do this time around in Amandaland is move the lead character to another area of London, another community for her to navigate, and another love interest, played by Helen's brother, Peter. I had to turn my head away, she confesses, whenever they were filming a romantic scene. No one wants to see their brother snogging, I suppose. She is delighted the team managed to get the legendary Joanna Lumley to play Amanda's mother in the series. I never thought she'd say yes, says Helen, adding, she's the most beautiful woman I've ever seen, and the nicest, and so incredibly funny, apart from you, of course. She quickly adds, I'd expect no less. This coming July, Helen will be making her stage debut. Well, not her personally, but her first play, The Legend of Rooney's Ring, at Liverpool's Royal Court. She describes it as based on the story of what happened when Wayne and Colleen Rooney had a row, resulting in her throwing her engagement ring out of the window and into a woodland area, which the following day was overrun with people with metal detectors, trying to find the ring. True story. It's that tale, she says, but with Lord of the Ring vibes. It sounds intriguing and has created plenty of buzz in her native Liverpool. My mum has read my play, she says, and she reckons I'm going to get an Olivier. I wouldn't put it past her. As well as her writing her play, Helen has returned to the world of parenting, but in a reality series which she has just finished a pilot for. Oh, and there are the two film projects she's working on at the moment as well. That's a lot of Fritton visits, and a lot of Aperol, too. Where do you see yourself in 10 years, I ask. I dream of buying one of the lakeside lodges here, she says, and be sitting there smoking a pipe and writing VAFTA-winning programmes. Well, that sounds like a good idea for a drama. Amandaland is on BBC One on Wednesdays at 9 p.m. and available on BBC iPlayer.